Final hour here of your phone calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Our CriticalHealthNews.com webmaster says that that website is blowing up, but it's still capable of handling you going to it at CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call the people who will help you and assist you at any time, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We'll be back with your calls and Doc Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And we are back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And so, Doc, Michael's call from last hour talking about an agenda, how you can get more people to know about all this.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of experience in that, George. You may remember the old days of the National Health Federation and Clinton Miller. And yeah, and Shar and I used to be involved with that like you were. And we collected thousands of surveys from the various trade shows that the National Health Federation put on. We sent them in to the various representatives, the national congressmen and senators, U.S. from the various states, and we got a act passed called the Deshaies Act, the Dietary Education Health Act, Health and Supplement Act, and basically what it did was forever separate out supplements from prescription drugs because doctors wanted to make vitamins, minerals, prescription, where you had to go to them and get a prescription to get vitamin A or vitamin C or something. And we actually got that stopped. We killed that drive by the doctors, and it was called the Deshaies Act, and we're very, very proud of doing that. So we know kind of what to do. Now, it's interesting that naturopathic physicians, which are primary care physicians, they have 8-year education, just like medical doctors, are only licensed in 23 states. So we need to get the other 27 states licensed for naturopathic doctors. I think mostly all states are licensed chiropractors. Insurance pays chiropractors, but does not pay Chinese traditional medical doctors, does not pay naturopathic doctors. That would give great competition to medical doctors, which would then sort of bring things into reality. Right now, more than half the states, the medical doctors have no competition. Insurance only pays them, and whatever they want to do, and they have no oversight by anybody. It's a mess.
It is a mess.
Yep, and so basically to get things under control, we need to say, okay, what's happening here is unconstitutional. You can't have one healthcare system that's in control of everything and nobody else has a chance. And so that's un-American, that's unconstitutional, so we got to work from the constitutional aspect, and I believe we'll be able to do that. Then people need to take some responsibility, and this is where you and I are helping people with what you do with your show, and allowing us to give information out. We charge nothing for our services, and so we teach people how to take care of themselves. They can diagnose their own diseases. We have little books like Let's Play Doctor and Epigenetics, these kind of things. We teach them how to make their own diagnoses. They can do their own physicals for $4.50 instead of $2,000. And so people who can't afford medical care can certainly afford to do these things themselves with just very little education and just, you know, a little $20 book will give them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of knowledge and help them move on. And so by people taking responsibility and doing things themselves, not expecting the government or the doctors to do everything for them, and moving away from medical doctors as much as possible to the lower tech doctors, it's cheaper, it's safer, and most of the time more effective.
Doc, Emily from Toronto writes that her husband has gout. What can he do for it? And I always thought gout was a product of eating too much red meat. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Gout is a product of purines, and your liver unable to break down purines, which if you don't break down the purines, they turn into uric acid. The crystals can collect in your joints, which is very painful in joints. That's kind of what everybody thinks of as gout. But you can also get an accumulation of these uric acid crystals on the surfaces of your liver and your kidneys and your heart and your brain and stuff, and this is really can be fatal. It's kind of a potentially dangerous thing. And so you have to, when you have gout, you have to avoid purine-containing foods. And this includes legumes like peas and beans and lentils and peanuts. You have to avoid organ meats, which most people don't mind giving up eating brains and liver and kidney and heart, that kind of stuff. You also have to give up shellfish, things like crab and lobster and shrimp.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah, you have to, and oysters and clams, got to give up shellfish, because these are the sources of purines, and if your liver is not able to break them down into simple harmless carbon compounds, they turn into uric acid, which collects in various places, which cause pain and can actually cause death. And so the diet, purine-free diet, you take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids, and specifically secret sauce is to make the liver happy so it can break down the uric acid. And so we have to throw in addition to, I like to use the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack when people have gout, and we have a shellfish-free version of it, so you have to be civic and ask for the shellfish-free version. And it has enough of everything, including the secret sauces, to make the liver happy, stay away from the purines, the organ meats, and the legumes, and gout goes away. If you want something topically for the pain in the joints, we have a topical cream called CM Cream, and we have a blend of oils from our Ancient Legacy Aromatherapy Division called Trauma Oil. You can put 5 or 6 drops of the Trauma Oil in every teaspoon of the CM Cream. Apply that to any joint that hurts, and the pain goes away in about 10 minutes, lasts for about 3 to 5 hours, and usually within a couple of weeks, you don't have to even use the topical pain relievers because your liver is happy enough that it breaks down everything and you don't have any uric acid anymore.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Patrick in Anchorage, Alaska. Patrick, you're up with us.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Wall and George. You do a great show.
Thank you, Patrick.
I'm concerned about polyps. That would be in my colon and one with, or three with my wife's gallbladder. We're both in our late 50s.
Young age, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, polyps are the result of inflammation. And the colon and anywhere else along the gastrointestinal tract, polyps are caused by eating inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats with nitrates and nitrites like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, carmi, spam.
The stuff that tastes good.
Oh, they taste good. Well, then chew them up and spit them out. You can't be, if you have polyps, that means you're reacting to them, not good. Okay? The polyps do not turn into cancer, but they're reacting, okay? And so you want to stay away from there because these processed meats can also contribute to an increased risk of cancer. And so you're getting a red warning light when you have these polyps. Although they're benign themselves, they are a red warning light that your intestines are not happy with what you're eating. Okay? Now, when you have polyps in the gallbladder, that's unusual. But again, it's caused by inflammatory things getting through the liver into the bile, which then dump into the gallbladder. And so the wife here has to get rid of the inflammatory foods also, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And both hubby and wife need to take the 90 essential nutrients, a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. I would also throw in what we call CM soft gel capsules. They kind of like have the same anti-inflammatory properties as cortisone, but they're natural. They don't have any of the negative side effects of cortisone, don't cause diabetes, don't cause fractures and osteoporosis, don't make you gain weight and anything like that. It's called CM soft gel capsules. And you can take 3 of those twice a day, and it will just reduce inflammation, which is what's causing the polyps. And so by changing the diet, taking the 90 essential nutrients, using that CM plus capsules, soft gel capsules, you're going to get the result you're looking for.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Next. And good luck, Patrick. Hope it all works out for you. Mark in Terre Haute, Indiana is with us now. Hey, Mark, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, George and Dr. Wallach.
Very welcome.
Enjoy you and pharmacist Ben as well. Do a good job.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He is. He is indeed. We're hogging you in Indiana, Dr. Wallach. But, thanks for the Hoosier hospitality. We'll extend to you.
Thank you.
Concerns on emphysema, severe insomnia that I'd classify, and high blood pressure.
This is all in yourself?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
About 145.
Okay, do you have any other issues like diabetes or high blood pressure or skin problems, eczema, dermatitis?
No, but high, blood pressure is on the high side, about 170 over 85.
Yeah, I'd say that's the upper numbers on way on the high side.
That's high. Yeah, that's high.
And you weigh what again?
145, he said.
145, okay.
Now, that's thin, isn't it?
That is thin.
But he's only 2 feet tall. No, I'm kidding.
Not overly weight, underly tall, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you do weigh 145, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah, so you want to give up all the inflammatory and the bad foods, including sugar, carbonated drinks, even ones you think of as being benign, like club soda and ginger ale, got to give them up. And absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, wheat, barley, rye, oats. And then at 140, 145 pounds, you're right on that cusp. If you're 150, I'd go a different direction. But at 140 pounds, I would take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get another bottle of our ultimate selenium, and so you could take six a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner, or two at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, get those six in, so an extra bottle of selenium. And I would also take the ultimate daily classic tablets, take three of those twice a day, it'd be two bottles a month, and they will support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, and
it was daily classic. What, Doc?
Ultimate Daily Classic, their tablets, Ultimate Daily
okay.
Classics. Get two bottles a month, so you can take three of those twice a day. And again, it deals with supporting healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. It supports healthy blood pressure, anti-inflammatory stuff. And really, I take three of those twice a day just for prevention. I just love them. Great, great, great product. And let's see, did you have any other issues, any thyroid problems?
Yeah, what I would call severe insomnia, which is good for the Coast to Coast show. But
yeah, exactly. We don't want you falling asleep until it's over.
There you go.
That's right.
You want, might want to get an extra bottle of our liquid ultimate calcium, okay? You can either get the Cal-Toddy or the...
Calcium helps you sleep, Doc?
Oh, yes. You can take an ounce of our liquid calcium at bedtime. That'll help you sleep because it relaxes all the muscles.
It's better than a pharmaceutical sleeping pill, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You don't want that. We do have a blend of herbs called Sleep Ease. The word sleep, S-L-E-E-P dash and then E-Z-E. You can take two or three of those, say, at 140 pounds. You can take two or three, like 30 minutes before meals or 30 minutes before bedtime. You could take it like 30 minutes before dinner or 30 minutes before bedtime. And you want to be close to the bed when you take them because within 15 minutes, you're gonna really get drowsy.
And don't drive a car or something,
right?
Right?
You do not want to drive after you take these things.
And you also have Sweeties to help lower your glucose levels. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually will support healthy blood sugar levels. And you can also get in trouble with low blood sugar levels. A lot of people have what's called reactive hypoglycemia. It used to be called narcolepsy in the old days. You eat a big meal and you get drowsy after a meal, sit in front of the TV and kind of fall asleep. The same thing happens when you're driving. You fall asleep and cross the center line and cause a head-on collision. And so you really got to watch that. And there's where the Sweeties comes in, three of those twice a day, if that's something that is involved here.
Well, with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, the website to go to, and also we throw a lot of information your way. If you miss some of it, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're not doctors there, but they're professionals, and they will give you help and steer you in a direction you need to go. Tweets and texts. Tom, what do we have so far?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to know the answer to this. This is a tweet from Corinne in Maine. I eat plenty healthy, but one problem is I eat a ton of pretzels. Please ask Doc if I am doing any damage.
Pretzels with a little salt on them, Doc.
Yeah,
they ain't good for you?
Well, the salt in itself is not bad, but the craving of pretzels with the salt on them says that this lady's really seriously minerally deficient, and that results in a craving for salt or a craving for sugar. And, of course, the pretzels are potentially dangerous because they're made out of wheat, which has gluten in it, which lowers your efficiency of absorption. And so in horses, this is called cribbing. In human beings, it's called the munchies. And, of course, it is an indicator in both cases that you're missing minerals. And so this lady needs to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, get an extra bottle of minerals. It could be the plain minerals or the cherry mints or the strawberry kiwi-flavored minerals. 78 minerals in there, just really great stuff. Take an extra ounce per 100 pounds of body weight of that in addition to the healthy brain and heart pack, and those cravings for the salted pretzels will go away.
I have a little fetish, and I like a spoonful of crunchy peanut butter every once in a while. Is that okay?
As long as you keep it refrigerated, because the peanut butter oils can oxidize.
All right, it is refrigerated.
Okay, good. And so, it's a good food. And we actually have chocolate peanut butter cups and things. We love peanut butter. But you got to take care of it, because if you just, you know, put an open bottle that you've opened, and even though you have the lid on tight, put it in the cupboard and not in the refrigerator, the oils will oxidize in there.
Okay, that's a good point.
Dangerous.
Good point indeed. Perry in Santa Barbara, California. Hi, Perry. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And, I thank both of you for standing up for Jerry Lewis and what he went through. You know, my mom, when she was a kid, she was 10 years old. My grandmother took her to Chicago, and they saw Dean and Jerry live, you know.
Yeah, great guys.
Oh, they were great together. And even when they went separate, they both, did their own thing well.
Yeah, I love them both. Yeah, they were great people. And also, what is really interesting is that when you listen to other callers, you learn information like about my mom has COPD. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to listen back later on what he called the Coast Insider downloads.
Right.
Okay, my main question, because I know I don't want to take up too much time here, is... my hip went out and it's excruciating to get around the house.
Mm-hmm. Not replaced?
Not replaced, but also, and I'll my other question, I'll load that in there real quick here, is muscle relaxants. Do you have anything that could help relax my muscles in my back? And realistically, how long with the proper nutrients and the proper the nutrients that you give, how long would it take to get that cartilage back and lubricate your hip again? So thank you so much, gentlemen. Take care.
Okay. All right. So he hung up, Doc, but...
I got it. Yeah, it's very common when people get bone-to-bone arthritis in the hip. But there's also another disease of the hip called avascular necrosis, where they actually get a plaque in the arteries that carry the blood supply to the ball part of the ball and socket joint to the hip. And so because there's no blood flow into that ball, it actually dies from lack of circulation and oxygen and food. It's called avascular necrosis. So when somebody has a hip problem and I don't have all the data, I would kind of approach it from both ways. And so I didn't get how much he weighed, but let's say...
He did not say.
Yeah, let's say he's an average size guy, 175 to 200 pounds. And so I'd have him get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, the wheat, barley, rye, and oats, maximize absorption, reduce inflammation. I'd have him take two of the healthy brain and heart packs a month, one full dose of everything twice a day. I'd have him take two large bottles, the 240-count bottles of Glucogel, so he can take 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're the products we have developed that are designed to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone matrix itself. But then I would also throw in two bottles a month of what we call Ultimate Daily Classic Taps. They're designed to support healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And since he might have avascular necrosis of that ball joint, I suggest the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, three twice a day. And so it can take, that will actually improve the blood flow into that ball part of the bone socket for the hip. Now, for the pain part, we actually have the CM plus soft gel capsules. He could take three of those three times a day to begin with. And within an hour, he's going to get really significant pain or total pain relief for about 3 to 5 hours.
Without the heavy drugs, which
without
is so important. Doc, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more. Final segment just ahead with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget this number. Write it down, folks. 1-855-949-7234. Well, next hour, Nick Redfern joins us as we talk about shapeshifters. Ooh, get ready for that. And we'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach and take your final calls, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, they tell me the phone lines are jammed, but they can still handle them, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back with all of that in a moment. And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, email in from Chris in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm 26 years old. I had a heart transplant last November. I had a virus that attacked my heart, came out of nowhere. We still haven't gotten an explanation of what caused it. I'm now on anti-rejection and immunosuppressive drugs to prevent rejection of the heart. I'm curious, what can I do to maintain healthy heart and avoid any type of rejection? That's from Christopher in Vancouver. What can he do?
Okay, didn't give a weight.
No weight.
Okay,
no
well,
weight.
Let's go by 100 He's pounds.
Got a new heart.
Got a new heart, but we have to protect that heart better than the first, right? So he needs to do everything different. Otherwise, we'll get the same result. And I've had people have three heart transplants because they never changed anything. So got to get rid of all the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, get rid of the inflammatory foods, protect the heart and the blood vessels in the heart and the rest of the body. Then per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. If he only weighs 100 pounds, it'd be or 120 pounds, I'd have him get an extra bottle of the Ultimate Selenium, so he could take six of those a day. We also would want him to take from the good herbs, healthy heart support. It's a group of herbs that actually do things to support the metabolism of the heart muscle. And then it wouldn't hurt to throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And they're designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and heart and support healthy blood pressure. And I would make sure that stay away from all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten. Want to take care of his new heart better than you did the first one.
Okay, great. Thanks, Doc. And again, we've got that number. I'll give it out again before Doc's off the air in case you miss anything. I guess I recommend, Doc, whenever you're on, people have a notepad next to the radio and they take down notes.
Oh, absolutely, because sometimes they might not get on today and somebody has asked a question very similar to what they're looking for. They could write down the information and talk to our people answering the phone and see if that's perfect for them, or maybe they need to add something or subtract something, but the basic program will be adequate.
Let's go to Wilfred in Winnipeg in Canada. Welcome to the show. Hi, Wilfred.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I had a question about nerve damage in the toes and the feet there. They feel like they're frozen from chemotherapy for cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we got a big breakout here of mumps, went like from 5 a year to 600 a year. Apparently, that's all over North America. I was wondering if you could talk about that too, please.
Mumps.
Oh, also, for some reason, I've gotten a little dizzy once in a while, like not sitting, never, but if I'm just standing for too long, like shaving or whatever, and then I suddenly move. It's an equilibrium. I don't know. I don't feel nauseous.
Is it vertigo?
I don't feel nausea or anything. I just suddenly feel like I've got a problem walking briefly, like I'm going to lose my balance.
Okay. And what was your first major question for the doc?
The nerve damage in the toes from the chemotherapy.
Okay. What type of cancer did you have?
Well, it was lymph node.
Okay. Lymph nodes. Okay.
Yeah, lymph node cancer. Also,
sure.
They were talking maybe... a type of leukemia where the bone marrow...
How much do you weigh?
220.
220, okay. Well, again, you want to get rid of all the inflammatory things that actually contribute to and cause cancers, including lymphomas and leukemias and so forth. So you want to stay away from fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. For, you know, a guy your size, you want to take... two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time. I would also throw in an extra selenium, so you could take nine of those a day. It would be three from each of the two healthy brain and heart packs, and then three from a day from the extra bottle of selenium. You also want to throw in what we call Z radical, Z like zebra dash radical. It's a blend of three different super juices, great to support the immune system, but also it has fucoidin, which is an extract of the red marine algae. There's 850 studies on fucoidin in universities, and this is what the Japanese give credit to for having considerably less cancer than we do and considerably more survival of cancer than we do, the fucoidin. So that's why I like the Z radical. I'd go ahead and take 2 ounces a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And then also to support the immune system, I would go ahead and again take from the good herbs the immune system support. I'd go ahead and take two doses of that a day, it'd be two bottles a month. And let's start there with that. And I apologize. What was the second piece? Was the vertigo kind of thing? Okay, the dizziness.
It
could actually be caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve. It used to be called Meniere's disease. But it's been switched to Wallach's vertigo because we figured out what caused it, osteoporosis of the skull. And also, burning and numbness in the toes, it could be due to chemotherapy, but it also be due to degenerative disc disease in the back, which may be just coincidental, or yeah, could be due to the chemotherapy. And
you want
to be sure to take the glucogel. Take 15 of those a day. That's two large bottles of glucogel, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that will support maintenance repair of those discs, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the sciatic nerve, and oftentimes that will get rid of that burning and or the cold sensation in the toes.
Email in. Individual says he has hemochromatosis, too much iron in his blood.
Yeah, and of course, the medical doctor's treatment for this is bloodletting, you know, like the old days.
That's what they do. I've got a friend that has it. He has like a pint. He goes in every 3 months, and they draw a pint of blood off him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't changed in a couple hundred years. It's still very primitive. But anyway, what I like to do for hemochromatosis is make sure that the individual gets all the 90 essential nutrients, and then the cells in the bone marrow are getting what they want, and so they're more laid back, and they're not going to overproduce hemoglobin. They're not going to overproduce iron content of hemoglobin. And so I like, again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight per month, and then throw in the glucogel, 15 a day, even if they're only 100 pounds, 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, dinner. That actually supports healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes bone marrow cells. And then lastly, I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day, two bottles a month, even if they're only 100 pounds. And that's to give the bone marrow cells that actually make the hemoglobin what they need to support healthy hemoglobin production.
Next up, Daryl's in Sacramento, California. Good morning, Daryl. Thanks for holding. Daryl? Well, I hear him there, but he's probably fallen asleep. Goodbye, Daryl. Poor guy waited long enough, too. Let's go to Sam in Redding, California. Hey, Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Sam, go ahead.
Well, two quick questions. You know, I've heard Dr. Wallach real great on olive oil for cooking, but I've read good things about coconut oil, but I don't know if that's just another oil to avoid or not. And then I had one other question after that.
Okay, well, coconut oil, olive oil, things like mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, you want to avoid them all. The only difference between the oils is like the difference between a 22 bullet, a 32 bullet, a 38 bullet, and a 48 bullet, or 45 bullet. You don't want to shoot yourself in the head with any of them. You don't want to be consuming any oils. And it's just they turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, which increase your risk of cancer. And they also are the actual inflammation that causes the plaque in the arteries. So it's not cholesterol, it's oils. And the difference between one another is just sort of, what should I say? They're trying to say, well, olive oil is bad for you. Here, use coconut oil. It's just one and the same.
Let's go back to your second question, Sam.
One more question?
Sure.
What do you suggest for depression?
Okay, depression is actually can be due to a deficiency of a single mineral. The book Rare Earth Ventures in Chapter 11 talks a great deal about this. You can look up the word depression in the index, and then it'll tell you what page to go to in Chapter 11. And
cortisol?
No. No, it's actually one mineral, and it was actually a study that they did in Texas in two adjoining counties. One county had terrible high levels of domestic violence, violent crime, rapes, murders, muggings, all that kind of stuff, just suicides, really bad. The adjacent county, which had the same demographics for the people and the jobs and so forth as the first county with all this horrible race stuff, had almost none of these things. And the one that had almost none of these problems had a very high level of this nutrient, this mineral. And the county that had all the terrible violent crimes and suicide had almost none. And so you take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, stay away from all the bad stuff, and you're going to get plenty of that mineral. And I don't like to tell people what that mineral is.
God, I want to guess it.
Yeah, well, of course you do.
Is it lithium orotate?
I'm sorry?
A lithium orotate?
Well, you're getting close, George.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm honing in on this thing. I'll get
honing
it one day.
Puppy.
I'll get it one day. That's the one I thought it would have been. Selenium. It's not selenium, though, is
no.
it?
No. But you want to get the entire thing. Don't just take the secret salt.
Right. I know you don't like it when, you know, the one thing you just mentioned, you like the package.
Yeah, the package, because all of these things need cofactors to work properly. If you try and take just the secret sauce, you might get 10% of its value, whereas if you take everything, you're going to get 110% of the value of the secret sauce.
How about B12 or B6?
Well, those will all help, but those aren't the answer.
Dang.
We'll have to sit around with a glass of Merlot and talk about it.
Yeah, all right. I will. I'll try to. I loved it, and I'm going to tell people who you were talking about, but when we were at the health show in Toronto, a guy came up to you, he had all gray hair, and you said, "You're going to die. You have a copper deficiency." You remember that?
Yep.
It truly, if you have gray hair, is it because you have a copper deficiency?
Yeah, because copper is required as a cofactor to make skin pigment, hair color, eye color, and so forth. And I can look, you know, I'm speaking to an audience of maybe 300, 500 people, and 25 of them in there have white hair. I know they have spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, which are varicose veins in a funny place. They can have aneurysms. And I can just tell from 50 to 100 feet away by the color of their hair. Remember, I've done in human beings, George, I've done over 8,000 autopsies, in animals over 30,000 autopsies. And when you have gray hair, no matter what vertebrate you are, no matter what species you are, if you're a vertebrate, you got white hair, you have a copper deficiency.
Interesting. New York City, off we go to Rob. Rob, you're on the air with us.
Yeah, hi, George, Dr. Wallach. Great
hey,
show.
Robbie, yes, thanks. Sir.
I got two family members with issues. One, my 94-year-old father just last week had an MRI for a memory issue, and he had a carotid artery. So I don't know if there's anything that what Dr. Wallach offers.
Yeah, okay. A couple of things you can do for a 94-year-old guy.
That's great. 94 years old.
Yep. Oh, he still drives everything. He's great.
Oh, that's super.
He's got to remember where he's going. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two possibilities. Number one is vascular dementia, which is quite common in people in that age group. And, of course, the plaque in the arteries in the brain are caused by the same thing that causes plaque in the arteries in the heart and the legs and so on. So he's got to get rid of all the inflammatory foods, the things like the fried foods, processed meats, deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, oils, olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, oil, cooking oils, and gluten, wheat, butter, and oats, all that's got to go. And then, of course, in addition to one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, I throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, support healthy blood pressure. Another common form of dementia is a deficiency of a single vitamin, and it's actually related to beriberi, if you will, and a very, very common disease in the days of sail a couple of hundred years ago. Sailors by the thousands every day would die from it. And it causes dementia as one of the multi-deficiency diseases you get from a deficiency of that nutrient, that one vitamin. And so, again, I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds body weight. I would throw in also the de-stress capsules, capital D, like David, -stress, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. It has lots of that one vitamin in there. It's amazing. People who have these dementias, within weeks, it can turn around very quickly, given the right nutrient. Alzheimer's disease, you know, not the granddaddy from an age standpoint, but a granddaddy from the severity. Alzheimer's disease is caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And I'll give you this one. It's cholesterol. Your daddy needs to eat 8 to 10 eggs a day, soft poached with soft yolks, soft-boiled soft yolks, soft scrambled in butter, not oils or margarines. And I see people who've been unconscious for 8 years, with terminal Alzheimer's disease, being fed by G-tubes and IVs, and by the fifth day, they were given a quarter of a dose of these things we just talked about four times a day. By the fifth day, they got up, shaved, got dressed, went back to work.
Amazing.
They were
now,
just waking up from a nice sleep.
Whose idea was it to give it to them?
Me.
Excellent. Rob in New York, he had another quick question, Rob.
Yeah, the other one is I spoke to you once before about my sister. She diabetic from there. She got congestive heart failure, had double bypass. Now she's got kidney disease.
Oh, geez.
And she was taking warfarin. I mean, she's doing pretty good. I mean, with everything there, she's pretty hanging in there pretty well. But She was taking warfarin, and we don't know if it was the warfarin or the dialysis, but she ended up with calciphylaxis, but a very mild, mild case, no open ulcers or anything. She's interested in doing some of this stuff, but her nephrologist is saying she's got to stay away from calcium supplements. So how do you handle that?
Okay, well, she needs to fire the neurologist and the nephrologist. You got to fire them, okay? Because when you have what they call malignant calcification of arteries, elevated blood calcium, they actually have raging osteoporosis and a deficiency of magnesium, okay? And it causes malignant calcification of the arteries and also can result in elevated blood calcium. And so when they're on dialysis, this means that there's nothing wrong with their kidneys, although the doctors will say the kidney failure because the blood tests show they're not filtering. They're not filtering because the little arteries that carry the dirty blood into the filtering units in the kidneys are plugged. So per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack, also two per 100 pounds of body weight of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight of those tablets. That will support healthy blood flow through the obstructed arteries, which result in kidney failure. Then also, of course, supports healthy blood pressure. And I think you said she had diabetes, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'd have her, per 100 pounds of body weight, take three of the Sweet Ease capsules twice a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner, per 100 pounds of body weight. If she weighs 150 pounds, in addition, I would give her two or three of the tablets of the glucogenics, and these are designed to support healthy blood sugar levels, healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. If she's on medication for the diabetes, whether it's insulin or pills, she can actually check her fasting blood sugar in the morning before she medicates herself. And as her blood sugar drops, and it will, she'll be able to slowly reduce her medication and go off her medication if she's a type 2.
That's the goal, isn't it, to get off medication?
That's correct.
Doc, we're out of time. We'll see you soon. And any words of wisdom for everybody?
Well, the words of wisdom is learn how to do these things yourself. You know, every month for $4.50, you can take your own physical, do your own blood pressure, take your pulse, weigh yourself, measure yourself against the wall or the door jamb, put that dot there, measure from the floor to the dot. If you shrink an inch, you have degenerative disc disease. You don't need a $2,500
scan,
MRI or CAT scan or whatever it might be. It's one of those things where you can do it yourself, and it only costs you the amount of ink it took to put the dot on that door jamb.
Exactly. Doc, thanks. We'll keep in touch. CriticalHealthNews.com or call 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Nick Redfern and Shapeshifting.